Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States is deeply concerned that foreign journalists in China continue to face restrictions that impede their ability to do their jobs, including extended delays in processing journalist visas, restrictions on travel to certain locations deemed sensitive by Chinese authorities, and in some cases, violence at the hands of local authorities, White House Press Secretary Jay Carney said in a recent statement. The Chinese government's restrictions on and treatment of foreign journalists working in China are not consistent with freedom of the press and stand in stark contrast with the United States' treatment of Chinese and other foreign journalists. We are very disappointed that New York Times reporter Austin Ramsey was forced to leave China because of processing delays for his press credentials, Press Secretary Carney said. We remain concerned that Mr. Ramsey and several other U.S. journalists have waited months, and in some cases years, for a decision on their press credentials and visa applications. Mr. Carney further said the United States has raised concerns about the treatment of journalists and media organizations repeatedly and at the highest levels with the Chinese government, and will continue to do so. Mr. Carney stressed that our two countries should be expanding media exchanges to enhance mutual understanding and trust, not restricting the ability of journalists to do their work. We urge China to commit to timely visa and credentialing decisions for foreign journalists, unblock U.S. media websites, and eliminate other restrictions that impede the ability of journalists to practice their profession, said Mr. Carney. Around the world, the United States strongly supports universal rights and fundamental freedoms. Central among them, freedom of speech and freedom of the press.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.